Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Congestion Charge.
What's amazing was that nothing went wrong. We'd expected we'd have quite a few sort of bits of congestion on the periphery, cars tailing back, but we couldn't find a single point where the traffic didn't flow. And the only problem we had was that the buses were all running so ahead of schedule, they had to wait at the bus stop for a couple of minutes.
Central London Congestion Charging Zone has, I think, been a success in delivering some reductions in congestion in central London. That's been of benefit to Londoners, and that was why I was always determined to keep it. Plus, and you cannot ignore this point, it has incidentally produced substantial revenues that have been able to be invested in improving transport in the city.
The only thing in my political career I've ever did that turned out better than I expected.
I think congestion charge, as we know it in central London, will stay on, it'll live on, but it is something of a peculiarity. It's only covering a small part of London, right in the middle. There's no proposals from anybody I know to extend it.
Well, this political crowd is always going to be a problem, that people think, I might lose votes if I do this. But mainly very few cities need it. It's old cities like London and New York, built before the car, where traffic speed was 9.5 miles per hour in central London before we introduced it. Where everyone's looking now, and I'm still doing lectures all around the world about the congestion charge and so on, they're all looking at low emission zones. I mean, we've all woken up to the fact that, you know, in London, over 4,000 people die prematurely every year because of air quality. That's worse than 9/11.
So it's a bit like, you know, old route master buses or old phone boxes. It's just a curiosity from the past, which is still with us. But of course, from the mayor's point of view, producing a small amount of revenue.
Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Congestion Charge.